Hello everybody and welcome to my channel. If you are new, don't forget to subscribe. And if you are a returning subscriber, welcome and thank you so much for being here. So today I'm going to be sharing with you guys 6 to 7 ways on how to get closer to God, grow closer to God, pretty much focus on Him and not focus on the world. I'm going to be looking down because I have some notes, but I'm going to jump right into it. So the number one thing that I put was read the Bible consistently. And I know you may be there like, what? That's a no-brainer. But I went to a sermon a couple of days ago, and my pastor actually said that statistically, most Christians do not really read the Bible. It's a low percentage that actually spend time intimately with God reading the Bible. So like prayer is good, the community groups are good, worshiping is great, but when it comes down to reading the Bible, there's not too many Christians that actually do that. So I'm here to tell you, read the Bible consistently. That's the only way you can stay connected to God, okay? And also, Bible studies and community groups are very important to help you grow in faith. And you could go once a week. It doesn't have to be every day. Like once a week, you can go to a Bible study. And every time you guys meet up, you help each other read the Bible, discuss verses, scriptures to help you grow in faith. So definitely reading the Bible is essential to keep your mind focused on God. For number two, I put read books that help you grow faith. Now, this is something that I talk about all of the time. I'm actually going to post the link here or here to the video of the books that I suggested for Christians, because these books, guys, I'm very big on reading personal development books and Christian-based books because it helps you see others' perspective. And it's also a motor to help you with your evolvement spiritually, I'm telling you guys. So I actually have a recommendation if you don't know where to start. There's a book called I Declare War by Levi Lusco. He's actually a pastor, and it's an amazing book. And I Declare War is pretty much about the mind, and it's about the spiritual warfare. It's so many things that you guys should definitely check it out. But you can click on one of my links as well and check out to see if you like any of those books. They're all awesome, guys. They really are. So read books that help you grow in faith. For number three, I put constant prayer, because that is very important. And your constant prayer doesn't have to be always in your room, and it should not always be just, I have to say, because most people say just on Sundays. Prayer should be consistently every single day, okay? And it could be in your car, it could be at work. It doesn't have to be just in one place. That's the good thing about prayer, okay? So being consistently in prayer is pretty much like communicating. That's what it is. It's communicating all day. The same way we use our phone to text our friends or family and we consistently checking in, is the same thing with God, except we don't have a device, right? But we can speak and God hears us, okay? And as we grow closer and we get closer to God, we can actually know His voice. And that's the greatest thing, to know God's voice. So constant prayer is important to be closer to God. You cannot build a relationship with anyone, right? Or build a friendship with anyone unless you are consistently talking, okay? So that's another one. Let's see. I also put sing praise. Okay, yes. So sing praise often. Okay, so that's pretty much worshiping. And I've talked to millions of people, like some of my friends, and they're like, oh, like, I feel like I haven't been able to worship. I haven't been worshiping as much. And I'm just like, listen, put some music on the way to work, you know? Put some music in your room when you're cleaning. Put some music when you're cooking. And obviously, yes, I know it's important to spend that intimate time with God and just be with God and the music and lift your hands. But honestly, guys, God just wants to see that you are trying to grow closer to Him. So I told her, listen, just put some music and just sing it and just really, you know, be there while you're doing what you have to do, because God is understanding God, okay? God loves you regardless. But yes, when you guys, you know, sing praise often, that's important. Worshiping, being grateful, opening your mouth, saying thank you, God, for what you've done. And I'm actually going to go into that one right now. I also put thank God for everything. So gratitude. I've also talked about my gratitude journal, which I'll also put the link of anything here. It's a gratitude journal, and it's pretty much every single day. You can wake up in the morning, first thing first, and before going to the phone, and before, you know, going on Facebook and all these things, you can write a gratitude journal. So what are you grateful for? You know, and it could be so simple. I'm grateful for health. I'm grateful for a job. Because as you keep on writing the things you're grateful for, whenever you have a step back or whenever you're going through something difficult, you just look at it and you're like, wow, I am blessed. God really blessed me, okay? So it's important to be grateful, to be thankful, to thank God often, to thank God for everything, honestly, to thank God for everything, for the breath in your lungs, okay? Because God likes when you are grateful, and God also likes when you are humble. God likes when you go up and you say, listen, I know I'm wrong, okay? You're being humble. You're setting aside pride and ego, and that is so, so vital. And I also put, pray for others. And this is important. It's kind of like, you know, when you have friends, the burdens, you carry each other's burdens. Prayer. Pray often for others. Pray for your family. Pray for your friends, because your prayer can break any chains. Your prayer can free someone right now. Prayer is so important, okay? So definitely pray for others, not just yourself. I think it's intercede. Intercede for others. Pray, pray, pray. And yeah, so in total, I think I had like 7 to 6, hopefully. But yeah, that's all I really have, guys. I really pray that this helped you understand that it is easy. It's very easy when you're not in tune with God to get disconnected with all this world, all the busyness. That's why God needs to be your number one priority. Always go to God first before any move you make. It is vital. I hope this blessed you, and I encourage you to keep on getting closer to God. And I hope that you get a relationship with God that is so unshakable, and you can see all the miracles He can do. Blessings.